irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tate, LA.
Hello there, everyone, and welcome. Hey there to those of you joining on Instagram Live. It's Lisa of All Things Therapy. I am the host of All Things Therapy, where the mission of the show is to change consciousness one conversation at a time. My guest today, Damla Akhtikyan of A Drop of Ohm, is doing a full introduction in just moments. I want to let those of you listening, if you are looking for an intuitive practitioner and therapist, to please reach out to me through nolatherapy.com. It's the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy. And I'm doing phone, Skype, FaceTime, and Zoom sessions, as well as promoting my book that launched, having to do with healing our deepest core wounds with empathy and self-forgiveness, endorsed by His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama. All of that is at NOLA Therapy. So, y'all, for those of you on Instagram Live, listening through the various platforms that podcasts are on, today I am with Damla Akhtikyan. She is a healer, a coach, crystal healing teacher. She's the host of Conversations with Healers podcast, of which I was a guest on her show recently. And she's the owner of A Drop of Ohm. And we're going to talk to her about how that name came to her in a dream. Damla's work centers around assisting people in repairing their energetic wounds. Additionally, Damla's a Reiki master. She's a yoga and prenatal yoga teacher. And she's always wanted to understand why we do what we do, and has led workshops, one-on-ones, group classes, and online classes since 2005. Welcome, Damla.
Hi, so happy to be here.
I'm happy to be with you. Thank you for rolling with the technological issues and challenges we're figuring out.
It happens to all of us.
How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. I am actually excited to chat with you. We have connected because you were on my podcast on Conversations with Healers. And I love that we actually intersect with the energetic wounds work. So I'm excited to talk about all of those.
Me too. So I wanted to start by asking you, and I'm going to offer up like three questions and you can pick where you feel like we need to begin. One, I was definitely curious about A Drop of Ohm, and I know you're Turkish, and how A Drop of Ohm came to you in a dream and the significance of that and your Turkish heritage. Again, a question I have is how you approach healing and what energetic wounds are. So wherever you'd like to begin.
I think they're all interconnected. Okay. I droplet in Turkish.
Yeah.
And my healing journey actually began with mantras. So around the time I was building my new website and my new business, I had a dream where my business were to be named A Drop of Ohm. And at the time, it just sounded nice and pretty. And I didn't think much about it. But as I, and my little logo is actually a droplet, and there's an Ohm sign in it in Sanskrit.
Yes, it's so beautiful.
Then as my work evolved and as my healing evolved, I began to understand that we're all living in a vibrational soup, and we're all little droplets of Om or vibration in that soup. So we get affected by the vibrations around us, and then we can affect the vibrations around us. And then it all begins with your little droplet, because the whole ocean, the entire soup is actually hidden in your little Om as well. So, and the energetic wounds are anything and everything that might be disturbing to the orderliness, to the lovingness in your little ohmness, in your little vibrational soup.
I love that. And one of the topics I wanted to bring up with you at some point during our time today has to do with vibration. And where you talk in your work about, let me find it exactly, where you talk about our vibrational reality and tending to it and tools and resources. But before we go there, I wanted to ask you, how do you approach healing with a new person coming to you, a listener today? How is it that you start with people and with us understanding the way you work?
Well, when someone's drawn to me in my work, there's something in their system, in my their vibrational reality that already knows what we're going to work together. So my job is to listen to that and help them realize exactly what that is. I use a couple different tools. I use EFT tapping. I use guided visualizations, intuitive guidance, as well as sound healing with tuning forks. But in all of those, my job is to sort of help you make sense of the vibrational state that you're in. Oftentimes, you might have a physical symptom or a physical condition, but my understanding of a physical condition is different than perhaps a physician, because I'm seeing you as a whole, as a vibrational system. So yeah. My job is to guide you through what's sort of blinking at me when we first meet. It could be an issue related to your heart. It could be an issue related to your throat. But there's always an entry point. And then once we go through that entry point, there are more avenues opening up. And more often than that, what I find are these little crystallized, or I liken them to, it's funny, you and I were talking about cats before this, you know, like a little kitten playing with a ball of yarn. So it's this entangled ball of yarn, places that exist in our field that are the result of personal community or global trauma. So that's usually where we end up digging and sort of pulling it thread by thread to untangle things.
And you also talk in your work about ancestral wounds. How do those play a part in our vibrational field and someone coming to you to start working? How might you weave that into the conversation?
I'm so glad you asked about this, because the way I define and work with ancestors is a little more different. I define them as anybody or any being that is contributing and will be contributing to your life here and now. Meaning, I'm not just talking about, when I say ancestors, just your past blood relatives. Okay. I'm talking about things with DNA, all the plants, all the animals. I'm talking about all the minerals that continue to exist in you, the crystals, and the minerals that make up the world and our universe. I'm talking about the current existing parallel generation and the future generation, because in the continuum, we are, when we say ancestors, we're talking about not just contributing to the life that's here now, but also ancestors are all about the contribution to the continuum of life across timelines. So the way that appears in my work is usually there are patterns passed on. There are patterns, just like the ball of yarn I'm talking about, that might have happened in your life. But there are other little wounds that continue to live on in our vibrational soup through our species, through our DNA. And if we begin to understand that what's happening here in the now in this body is not just the result of what we did or didn't do, but a result of generations past, generations parallel, and generations future, then we become a little bit more attuned to how life operates on a quantum level.
So does that ever feel overwhelming? Because I imagine coming to a session and hearing there could be all these ancestral factors that we may or may not know about. I know sometimes we know some history and patterns in our family that we have to unlearn and take responsibility for now. How do you help people if they start to feel kind of overwhelmed by that?
Sometimes, I mean, there's when you enter into a healing relationship, there's always a little bit of testing of waters and seeing if they can trust the situation and the person as their healer. But what happens is that the messages that come through in my intuitive work are so lovingly supportive. There's, for instance, one example I can give is I might see, as I'm working with a client, these pictures of people doing crafts or making things with their hands. So that's a reminder to the person that, you know, one of the gifts is that they get to work with their hands, and that has been passed on to them. I know for me, it is a gift. You know, it comes through me. It comes through me as the voice of generations. Mm-hmm. And so there are so many gifts. And then I think one thing people sort of have a hard time understanding is that the thing that ancestors want and need from us is for us to see them, acknowledge them, and forgive them. It's just like any other wounded place. So they just want us to make contact in some way. Yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And they want us. As you were, go on, you first, and then I'll say.
I was just going to say the other thing they really, really want for us is just for us to live our life. Again, their whole existence, the whole existence of the idea of ancestors is for us to be living meaningful lives. So they want us to take those steps that will be in our next step of evolution. They want us to live joyful, fruitful lives. So, and if you think about it that way, there's so much support suddenly around you. You can name it ancestors, you can name it the energetic soup, you can name it however you name it, but it, life just wants to be lived and to continue and to evolve.
You know, and ancestors too, and Dhamma, before we keep talking, I realized I went to my phone and I manually turned the volume down on the side. Did you do that on yours? Like,
yes,
the buttons all the way down, and that stopped the echo on my end.
Yeah.
Did you?
Are you? Mine was turned down.
Okay, all the way, and it's on mute.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm seeing that we're getting lots of feedback, and I'm not sure how to correct this so that it's easier for people to hear. Again, Roan. I don't have a head. Anybody out there on Instagram Live, can you still hear me? Can you hear me, Dhamma?
I can hear you. There's a little bit of a feedback. For me, I'm always okay to roll with these things.
Okay. I just want to try to get it clear. That might be worse. Okay. Let me turn that down. So, Ronan at LA Talk Radio, if you have any other ideas, please type me in the chat box on Zoom and I will try something else. I just do not have a headset. So, coming back to the ancestor conversation, and my experience and understanding of ancestors is that since they are deceased ancestors, since they're in non-physical and we're in physical, they have such a unique and different vantage point that they're not in this human body that harbors wounds, hurt, pain. And it's like they're really able to fully love us unconditionally and that they just offer love beaming constantly and, you know, really do want to know how loved we are. And the forgiveness piece, I think, is important because it's been sad for me working with clients that have a deceased loved one where there was abuse, trauma, and there wasn't the forgiveness and the repair work able to happen in the physical life together, how it can still happen when one crosses over. Have you helped people with those kinds of relationships?
Not necessarily in that way, but I want to say, I think my view is slightly different because I don't necessarily see it as they lived and they're done. I see it as a continuous river.
Oh yeah. Same here. That's river. What I mean. That we're
and
still
I would even expand it to say like crystals are our ancestors.
Oh, wow. Okay. Let's talk about, I have my pendulum. Yeah.
Because they are the building blocks of you and me. Our DNA is actually a liquid crystalline structure. Our fascia, our connective tissue, is crystalline, which is one of the reasons why touch is so important, or acupressure works, because electrical signals travel through the crystalline structure. Our bones are 65% or more crystals or minerals. So yeah. In that sense, the ancestors are right here when you see and when you feel your bones are ancestors.
Yeah, and I'm just going to go with the Zoom because I've been getting feedback that they're hearing double. So I'm just using the Zoom and we'll put it out later on all the platforms.
Okay.
So yes, good, because it's clear. I didn't want people to hear double and then stop listening.
Perfect.
Okay.
So it's like it becomes this fun interaction to see that they're living in you and through you, is how I view them. And the crystals can become the messengers in between for you to connect with that type of energy and reach out to that existing wisdom that lives in your energetic DNA that is right there.
Can you say more about that, Dhamma, the use of crystals in your healing practice? Because I know that you offer sessions and classes to help us understand and utilize crystals more.
Yeah. So through my own healing journey, I have developed a crystal healing method called chakra bliss healing. And I mentioned that mantras were my first entry point. Crystals were the second, to when I was going through becoming a first mom in my healing crisis. And over the years, I actually have given one-on-one healings and group healings to hundreds and hundreds of people. And I have developed an online course to sort of summarize what I have gathered over the years. Yeah. But basically, the way I approach crystals is not to say, to look at a crystal and say, what are you good for? But I look at a crystal and I see a drop of ohm. I see a vibrational structure that has a way of understanding and interacting with the world. A crystal can take in energy. It can amplify it, store it, focus it, and then it can give it out. So it takes it in, it transmutes it, and then it gives it out. It sort of beautifies it. It makes it more coherent. Mm-hmm. So when I look at a crystal, I no longer ask, what chakras do you operate with? What use do you have for me? What is your mineral content? The question I ask is, how can we enter into a conversation? How can we build and cultivate a relationship? Because the healing that happens with a crystal is a co-creative relationship between you as a vibrational structure and them as a vibrational structure. Then it becomes a whole other conversation, because I'm no longer just going to a store and picking something up to look pretty on my shelf. I am actually, the way I hold them is different. The way I take them from the shelf is different. The way I place them on my skin is different. Yeah. It's like kin talking to a kin. It becomes a whole other. And I tell people crystal healing is a cultivated meditation practice that is all about love. All about love. Because when you're holding a crystal, like when I'm looking at the, you know, nooks and crannies of a rose quartz, I'm actually remembering the fascia structure inside of me, in my muscles, in my bones. I'm actually able to, through this gift of nature, hold a piece of myself in my hand. And anytime I relate to and enter into a healing conversation with a crystal, I am also entering into a healing conversation with my own self.
I think that perspective is really beautiful. And I feel a particular affinity for rose quartz. I sleep with a beautiful piece under my pillow. And I just, when you're vibrating, and you're additionally a sound healer, and how our thoughts carry frequency, the crystals carry frequency, everything carries a frequency, and that's the rate at which something vibrates. And it's measured in hertz. And I know I recently gave a talk speaking about how genetic biochemists are using 528 hertz to repair broken and damaged DNA. And that's the sound frequency of love. And so I've begun to use that tuning fork in my practice. Can you talk to us, since you are a professional sound healer, your sound balancing tuning forks and just how that really helps us with healing at the deepest of levels?
I have 528. I use it with almost every client. Yeah. It's incredibly soothing. I think my approach with tuning forks is very similar to crystals. I am interested in learning. The thing that tuning forks do is, whereas I can sort of enter into the vibrational conversation of a crystal with my hands or with my thoughts, a tuning fork will make what is in your field soundable. So it will sound out the little noisy parts of you. Okay. So that I can, as a healer, go in there and I can sort of translate what's being said there and sort of sweep it out. And the method that I work with is called biofuel tuning. It was devised by Eileen McCusick. And the tuning forks to me they're incredible. They're also very, very effective. If you really want to go get into something, get into a particular room, hear out what it has to say to you, that can be super effective. So it's different than a sound bath in the sense that I'm not trying to give you a vibrationally beautiful experience. I'm more interested in picking out the dissonances and bringing them into resonance.
I think it's amazing and very unique.
Yeah.
How did you come to healing, Dhamma? How did you become a healer? All these really beautiful ways.
Well, I had my own healing journey and healing crisis. The last one was in 2012 when I became a mom. I had an emergency C-section, which afterwards is a blur. I sort of lost my connection to myself, my body. Prior to that, I had been a full-time yoga teacher, teaching prenatal yoga, all sorts of yoga, and I had a strong meditation practice as well. But afterwards, it was impossible for me to meditate. And then I found out that I was able to meditate through the use of mantra with malas, these 108 bead necklaces,
if you will. Right, yeah.
With the repetition. And that was also something I could do while I was nursing, or in between the half an hour napping breaks I could get as a new mom. So once I discovered that the mantras were giving me relief, I think one thing that I always had is I have this wish and will to share. Yeah. I started offering mantra immersion classes where I would teach people how to use the mala, how to chant. And then with each discovery, and then came crystals, I was like, okay, how can I teach people more about this? EFT tapping, how can I teach people more about this? It has been that my life has guided me. And then also a lot of the people that come in have something to teach me. With each client, I dive into another layer of my own healing, but also discovering, okay, this is something needed. One of my online courses, Tending to Your Needs, Needs of Your Inner Child, Needs of Your Ancestors, was created that way because it was something that I worked on with a specific client. So I didn't start out as saying, I want to be a healer. Let me be a healer. Right. I started out saying, let me be a vehicle of light. Let my life be light-giving and expanding for beings out there. And this is sort of where I ended up.
And your path took you to all these places and practices and techniques, it sounds like, that you picked up and adopted along your journey and now offer others.
Yes. And I kept saying yes. I still say yes. I'm now learning. I'm learning tarot. I'm interested in learning another healing technique. So there are things that come to you. And then there are things sort of that become you. Mm-hmm. That become easier and easier through each client. I get another perspective. I get another hit of how to approach a vibrational field and give them relief, give them answers, give them some resolution. That's the goal.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. And then the other goal that's related to that is, which is something I'm working on now, is to empower them. And I do that through online courses. I do that through recorded meditations.
So right.
They can go in and do their own self-healing, which is so, so important to cultivate that practice of release and expansion every single day.
Yeah, after this break, I wanted to come back because I made a list of some of the things that you offer listeners that I was going to go over. So let's go to that after this break to my sponsors. Sure. So for those of you listening, I want to offer you a technique for weight loss and food cravings by a practitioner who has been featured in places like Psychology Today, Shape, Women's Health, and fitness magazines. Brittany Watkins' system is based upon EFT tapping, which we've been talking a little about today in the show. And EFT tapping interrupts the encoding of memory in your brain, and it reprograms your brain and body so that food cravings to things like chocolate, ice cream, junk food, and alcohol cease. And this puts you in control of your health and your weight. This is Brittany's own technique utilizing EFT tapping, and she's offering it to you for 50% off the normal cost at BrittanyWatkins.com. Use code THERAPY50. And I worked with her in a session having to do with a food craving I've had for years that's been comforting. And she really helped me to understand the emotional factors going on underneath the food that I craved in particular, and tying it back to a memory with my grandparents that was very pleasant, and how today that's like a go-to to comfort myself and soothe. And while that's, you know, cool in some aspects, when it's out of control and becomes binge eating and we don't feel like we are mastering that, it can become very hurtful and cause our weight to fluctuate or increase undesirably. So check her out at BrittanyWatkins.com. Take 50% off with the code THERAPY50. She's helped over 100,000 people with their unhealthy relationship to food. What might be interfering with your happiness? Is there something preventing you from achieving your goals? Are you feeling overwhelmed or particular stress right now with the changes that we've all been navigating in this last 10 months or so? BetterHelp.com has been my longstanding sponsor. They are a HIPAA secure online therapy platform that connects you to a licensed therapist in under 24 hours. You're able to change therapists if you don't feel like they're a good fit for you. I was one of their practitioners for a while. So it's, you know, people like me that are there to meet with you through the BetterHelp.com platform by phone sessions or video sessions. You can work with issues like depression, anxiety, stress, or relationships. It's confidential, HIPAA secure, and they offer financial aid to those in need. As my listener, they offer you 10% off your first month by going to BetterHelp.com/ATT for all things therapy. BetterHelp.com/ATT. Okay, Damla. So when I was looking at the services and things that you offer where people don't even have to necessarily do a one-on-one with you, you offer a lot of really cool online classes like crystal healing. Tending to your needs is one that stood out to me. An intro to EFT tapping. You talk about intuition. You do group sound balancing. And what was also cool to me was your 40 days of Shanti mantra journal, dip your toes into the magic of mantras. So I wondered about that one in particular, and just how all this has come together for you, because it's a lot of really cool stuff at adropofohm.com.
Yeah. So each of the courses is actually inspired by a client or clients or people that I work with in groups. Like I said, I had been offering group crystal healings for years and years now. And it's, you know, it's that cultivation of things that you don't realize that you're doing. And finally, they all came together. And over the course of the last 2 years, I wrote that course, which is all about helping you dive into crystal healing meditation. I have 9 different meditations in there that you can immediately use. And it teaches you sort of my perspective. I didn't get trained in this. I sort of followed my own intuition and followed my own sense of them and followed my own research. And that's the thing that I'm teaching for you to do, to go into your own exploration. There are some fundamentals there that are going to help you
get
widen your perspective about crystals.
Yeah.
So that's one of them. Tending to your needs is another one that's near and dear to my heart, because as people kept coming to me with their energetic wounds, one thing I realized very quickly was the thing that's going to alleviate some of the load of the wounds or having been wounded is just simply tending to your needs. And I, as an energy healer, my understanding is that we don't necessarily have a huge understanding of this, because we don't realize that in the needs of the moment, there are the needs of all of our inner children that haven't been met yet. So it's not just the need of the moment or the emotional uproar of the moment. And it's not even just you. There are the needs of your ancestors hidden in your emotional state or physical state here. So that course is all about giving you some, there's some EFT tapping there to help you look deeper into your needs and begin to meet them with compassion and with or without help. And I'm going to jump to, I have 2 other courses, but I mean, they're sort of self-explanatory. One of them is about intuition.
Can I ask you a question though, before we move away from this one that's coming up for me? I'm going to ask you a question that you asked me on your podcast. And it's that, do you believe that, you know, in talking about wounding and healing, that we fully heal from our wounds?
I think evolve from, and healing is the wound shows up when you're ready, willing, and able to look at it and evolve from it. So it's not about like deleting. It's about you evolving, to coming to a deeper understanding of your place in the timeline, as well as your vibrational state here and now. So in that sense, yes, it is possible to heal and evolve. And the next time you enter the same cycle of emotional upheaval, it's not just you're turning a circle, you're actually going up a spiral. So you're going to have a different vantage point, and then you're going to encounter a different wound each time, in each cycling, through the day, through the month, through your own inner cycles. But yes, it's a continuous cultivation of evolution every single day. That's what I call healing.
I hear you. And, you know, also, again, just talking, there's something I took a note on in reading some of your material, having to do with the organs of our body and what's held in them vibrationally and historically. Can you take a moment to share some of that with us? Because it just really struck me as unique and like, yeah, I can see that.
The organs each have unique vibrational fields and constructs. Just like a crystal, they have like slightly different content and slightly different geometric structure. So Chinese medicine actually does a wonderful job of this. For instance, liver is traditionally seen as holding of anger, or your spleen as holding issues about powerlessness. But I don't like dividing and conquering. I liked what happens is we often have one particular area of our body that somehow came in wounded through our, you know, DNA, who knows, or somehow got a little bit more than its fair share through life. So then when something stressful hits us, life and discomfort is going to come through that part. I know for me right now, it's probably my throat area. Like I'm working through some discomfort in my throat area. So it's not necessarily when you have a throat issue that your issues are all about speaking your truth or whatnot. It could be that just life hit you, like some other stressor or boundary issue hit you, and it's just showing up there because that was your weakest spot. That's sort of my to the 40 days of mantra, if you don't
mind. Yeah, I'd love to hear more about that too.
Okay. So 40 Days of Shanti Mantra Journal is actually on Amazon. It's available. It's a journal. It's an interactive book because it's taking you through a 40-day journey of chanting Om Shanti Om, or which in Sanskrit means Om Peace Om. And I guide you through picking an intention. I give you the basics of mantra practice. The whole point being realizing, understanding what is what may be between you and peace about in a particular area of your life. And in the 40-day journey, you realize that when you put your gaze towards something, that something puts its gaze towards you. One of the questions I ask you and want you to fill each and every day is what synchronicities, thoughts, intuition, you're beginning to notice as you start this journey. And often people say, like, wow, I didn't realize that peace, clues about peace, how I can add peace to my life, were jumping out at me that much. Because when you pay attention, life is going to be like, here, here, pay attention to these. So that's the whole point. And it's a very, very simple practice. It's mantra. Chanting has been shown to change your brain waves. It's a beautiful meditative practice if you're someone who has a hard time with just staying still.
Yeah.
It gives you something to do, something to notice, something to be familiar with. And it's, again, for me, mantras are another love story because they're so powerful, not, and the goal is not to get you to, if you're like here on 3 out of, like, we're not trying to get you to 10, but we're trying to help you understand what may be between you and getting to 10 and sort of nudging you slowly towards the 10.
Yes. That totally makes sense. I love that. But it's, I was curious about it, an interactive journal. And I love the chanting. Chanting can feel so good in one's body.
It does. It does.
Like the vibration of the sound and of the words. And I know the words have specific frequencies to aid in our self-soothing.
Just like a tuning fork, a word is not just the vibration, it's also the symbolic holding of, it holds a symbolic energy of what it represents. And something like Shanti, when you're chanting, you're not just connecting to just with the beats, just with yourself, but you're connecting with everyone who has ever chanted that. So to me, that's beautiful.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that visual and that feeling of it.
Yeah.
And Dhamma, the last question I wanted to ask you before we're done is, like, what's next for you? What are you excited about? And just kind of as you look to your future personally and professionally, I wanted to check in with you about that.
I am excited about giving people more tools to empower themselves. I'm actually in the process of creating an online healing membership, which will have monthly energy tune-ups, mini energy tune-ups. So there's a lot going on there. I'm in the process of creating another journal all about crystal healing so that they can go into that loving interaction with crystals. There's always something brewing in me, but I'm also very aware that I've just finished a big creative project and I'm about to dive deep. So I'm seeing pieces there that are coming together. So I'm enjoying the slow pace of getting things together. And as always, for me, healing is about awareness and that daily cultivation of practices. And I'm very interested in communicating that to people and helping them understand that healing is not just you making an appointment with a healer and you do 1, 2, 3 sessions and you're done. It's a lifelong journey of evolution. And yes, you can get help and you should definitely get help with it. But there are also so many things you can do to keep healing yourself. And does adding your small drop of Om that is more coherent into the sea of Om.
Yes. And I think that really goes back to earlier when you were talking about really tending to your needs, us tending to our needs. And it is a daily practice, waking up and checking in with ourselves and utilizing tools like meditation and tapping and sound healing and crystals and making it a practice, and that you're available to help people, I think really solidify and crystallize their processes in this way.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And they can find, I have a number of tools. I'm sharing a few meditations. I have a quiz where you can actually go in and discover what your energetic moons are. All of that is at adropofom.com, adropofom.com. And I'm on social media. Just put a drop of Om on your Google and I'm going to pop up. And I hope to connect with people, and I hope that they have been able to gather some goodness through our conversation.
Absolutely. So adropofom.com is the best way to find you, as well as on socials at adropofom. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Awesome. Yes. Dhamma, thank you for taking your time today and rolling through the show and the challenges we overcame with the technology. I appreciate that.
My pleasure. Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome. Have the best afternoon.
You too.
Thank you. Bye. That concludes my show today with Dhamma Akhtikyan. Find her again at adropofom.com. As always, I send you my love. Please check out my book, endorsed by His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, at nolatherapy.com, nolatherapy.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at nolatherapy. Reach out. I'd love to be connected. Send me guest suggestions. If you'd like to be a guest, what you're doing to add to the narrative of changing consciousness, one conversation at a time. All my love. Bye.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir.